News from Southwark by Owen Shepherd of Southwark News. Businesses await rate hike. Businesses across the borough are waiting anxiously for the government to unveil increases in business rates that are expected to hit central London the hardest. The first bills will be landing on doormats at the beginning of the month. Research from Property Advice Service CVS estimated the average increase in Southwark would be 26.36%, in line with London's dramatically rising property prices. Sainsbury's in Borough High Street will pay 86% more. In Herne Hill, where residential property prices have been the fastest rising in London since 2008, Ollie's Fish Experience is expecting a 40% hike. Russell Dryden, manager of the Bermondsey Blue Bid, reassured that the effect on smaller shopping areas like his may not be too drastic. It's a big high streets that are going to be affected. The Blue is more of a centre for the local community, but we've had three meetings with the council that have been told the council will look at this in more detail. I trust them to be reasonable. He added that Brexit had created a lot of uncertainty with prices going up for retailers due to the weakened value of the pound. The question that mystifies us is that there's more people living here than ever, but there aren't more people using the local shops. People need to use us, Russell said. A well-known Bellenden Road shopkeeper, who preferred to speak anonymously, said he felt sure businesses in Bellenden Road will close, but a bigger company will turn up and pay it. I've had approaches in this shop from the big coffee people who want the shop. The value of the area will increase, and that's the cycle of life. Business rates are just another hurdle. Harry Nazir, owner of Ollie's Fish Experience for nearly 30 years, believes the rates will mean a 2% overall increase in his overheads and become as expensive as paying utility bills. Considering the government is wanting to help small business and in the same breath putting business rates up, it's infuriating, the 54-year-old said. He also suggested small ways that the council can help that would make a huge difference. He said hour-long free parking schemes should be created on high streets around the borough, noting the Norwood Road, where he has his shops, has a maximum free parking time of 30 minutes, while Half Moon Lane and Lordship Lane both offer an hour. Sometimes people who drive cars are a different section of the market to people who prefer to cycle or walk or get the bus. We need to be available to those customers too, or we'll all lose business, Harry said. The rates revaluation is unusually the first one in 7 years. The new rates will be based on property prices as of 2015, while they've been worked out using 2008 property prices. The government has said it delayed the change for 2 years while the country recovered from the financial crash. Richard Calmar, chair of Southwark Chamber of Commerce, explained that the idea of reviewing the rates change isn't the government ends up getting more money, it's to even the playing field. Less well-off areas around the UK, such as Liverpool, will see a decrease in the amount they hand over. The Financial Times reported in September that rapidly gentrifying Brixton and Shoreditch will also see increases of up to 120%.